Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include July 20th, 16 years ago. Events held in six European countries to commemorate the 16-year-long persecution. Iranian girl, I found the meaning of life. Rally in Israel, we do not want to turn a blind eye or keep silent. And over 103,000 people file complaints against Jiang Zemin. Now for the stories.
July 20th, 16 years ago. It was a hot and humid day, almost too muggy to breathe. My flight was late, and it was already 2 a.m. by the time I got to the hotel. All night I had the same dream, which seemed so real. Soldiers and police officers carrying guns patrol the rooftops around Tiananmen Square as we practitioners stood outside the square. In the dream I ask myself, shall I go? Am I afraid? My rapid heartbeats in the dream were so real. I stepped forward in the dream. I was calm when I woke up in the morning. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew what I should do. I told Hui, Fan, and Yang about my dream. We all smiled. We must go today just to speak up for justice for Falun Gong. After doing the exercises, it was 9:30. We four girls took a taxi to Tiananmen Square. We didn't know that July 20th, 1999 would mark one of the darkest days in history. We didn't know that it was the start of a campaign of brutal persecution. On this sinful day, which no one should forget, I witnessed compassion and evil, peace and violence in the historic city of Beijing. The taxi was heading east when suddenly we saw police cars everywhere. The street was blocked when we got to the Shidan area. So we turned north, drove toward the back gate of the Forbidden City, but we soon ran into more blockades. We got out of the car and headed toward Tiananmen Square. Many people were walking with us. Most of them looked like farmers from the countryside. The crowd surged forward and the atmosphere became tense. Groups of police officers were stopping people and asking questions. Practitioners peacefully explained in all kinds of accents to the police why they were there, to tell the central government that Falun Gong is good. The police yelled, cursed, and pushed them into endless lines of buses. We just want to tell the central government that Falun Gong teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It is beneficial both physically and spiritually. An officer said, look at you. You seem to be well-educated and live a good life. Why do you practice Falun Gong? We replied, many Falun Gong practitioners are intellectuals. All of us went to college. You probably have misunderstandings about Falun Gong. It uplifts one's mind. We were all taken to a bus full of practitioners from across the country. The bus took us to an empty high school at 11 a.m., We were sent to different classrooms, each monitored by seven or eight police officers. TV sets broadcast the Chinese Central TV station's propaganda at maximum volume, attacking and slandering Falun Gong with the most vicious words and shameless lies. We were forced to watch and then write down our understandings of the propaganda. Nobody who went to appeal for Falun Gong on Tiananmen Square that day expected this. The police were yelling at us. I asked myself, what do I believe? Is my belief really wrong? The answer was obvious to me. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is not wrong. I have witnessed so many miracles among fellow practitioners. So many terminal, incurable diseases were healed. There is nothing wrong with practicing Falun Gong. I wrote down what I honestly thought, and then I was put on a bus again. We were taken to the workers' stadium. Seven or eight buses full of practitioners were parked there. A police officer yelled into his radio, it's full here, go somewhere else. What about Feng Tai District? A policeman in our bus asked. It's full too, try another district. We were taken to another stadium where we were split into groups based on our home provinces. We all sat on the lawn with the police surrounding us. The sun was right overhead. I looked around. The whole stadium, all the seats in the field, was full of practitioners from all over China. Men and women, seniors and youngsters. Some of the women were carrying babies or toddlers. I didn't expect that so many people would come here to defend the reputation of Falun Gong with their compassion and sincerity. Before dark, the high-volume speakers in the stadium blasted the evil lies again. Out of nowhere, somebody started to recite on Dafa, the opening of Juan Falun. Everyone joined in. Our voices completely drowned out the speakers. With tears covering my face, I recited loudly again and again. A police officer raised his baton and started to beat a practitioner. Other practitioners rushed over and covered the person being beaten with their own bodies, shouting, "Don't beat him!" Other police officers came over and beat these practitioners with their batons. One practitioner started to recite a poem by Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong. Quote, "In life nothing sought, in death regretting naught. Washing away all wrong thought, Buddhahood with less adversity is wrought." Unquote. Nothing kept, from Hong Yin. Everybody echoed the lines. Their voices broke through the dark night and reached the top of the dome. I wiped away my tears and joined in. At that moment, my life was uplifted. Life and death were beyond my consideration. I realized that as a cultivator, my task is to protect the truth of the universe in which my belief is solidly rooted.
Events held in six European countries to commemorate the 16-year-long persecution. The peaceful meditation practice of Falun Gong is practiced in more than 100 countries all over the world. In Europe, during the past few days, Falun Gong practitioners have held all kinds of events to raise awareness of the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. This article reports on activities that were held in Germany, Austria, the Czech Republic, Ireland, Netherlands, and Sweden to mark the 16th year of the persecution. Germany. Bavarian practitioners go to the state capital of Munich every July, not to vacation or to sightsee, but to tell the Chinese consulate officials to stop the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. This year they came with copies of criminal complaints that have been filed in China against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin for persecuting Falun Gong. The Supreme Court and the Supreme Procuratorate in China have acknowledged receipt of the complaints. One impressed pedestrian commented, "After Germany lost the war, there were the Nuremberg trials. Now, with the Chinese communists still in power, over 80,000 lawsuits are already waiting for him. Well done." Calling the live organ harvesting reprehensible, he said he could not wait for Jiang to be brought to trial. A banner that said, "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice," in Chinese and German, caught the attention of passers-by. One woman stopped and asked what had happened. After learning that practitioners are mistreated for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, she said, "Our society needs people like you practitioners. Please keep it up." When a practitioner spoke with a Chinese businessman about quitting the Chinese Communist Party organizations to avoid going down with the regime, the man replied, "Pay me and I'll quit." Referring to the CCP officials who were recently taken down for corruption, the practitioner replied, "Money isn't everything. Those corrupt officials abused their power, and each one of them amassed a big fortune. But look where they are now." "There's a lot I can learn from you," the man said. "I've decided to quit the CCP, and I will remind myself to be honest and humble." Austria. Hofburg Imperial Palace on the Danube River and its nearby park in Vienna are must-see tourist destinations. Practitioners set up booths in the area, as well as near the Chinese embassy, between July 17th and 19th, to tell people the facts about Falun Gong. Similar events took place during these 3 days in Graz, the second largest city in Austria, as well as in Linz, the country's third largest city. Czech Republic. Next to Austria is the Czech Republic, where Prague Castle, the official residence of the president, is one of the most significant Czech landmarks. It attracts tourists all year round. Practitioners held a rally on July 17th and 18th to tell tourists and local residents about the severe human rights violations taking place in China. They laid out posters, set up a forced organ harvesting reenactment, and collected signatures of support. Their activities ended with a candlelight vigil. Among the Chinese tourists was a family of three. When she heard about quitting the CCP and its affiliated organizations, the wife said, "We often visit overseas websites with software that circumvents the internet firewall. We've read your materials in the past. Jiang is rotten to the core and should have been arrested a long time ago." All three agreed to withdraw from the CCP organizations, which include the Youth League and the Young Pioneers. Two young men, one from Shanghai and the other from Guangzhou, were on a 17-day vacation package. One of them asked, "Why are there Falun Gong practitioners at tourist sites wherever we go?" "It's because this information is so important for you to know, and you have no chance to hear it in China," replied a practitioner. She explained how Jiang and the CCP defame Falun Gong, persecute practitioners, and have made so many Chinese ignore their own conscience. Both young men agreed to quit the CCP and took flyers. "You've made my day," one of them said as he thanked the practitioner. "I really hope that guy, Jiang, will meet his fate soon." The Netherlands. A large number of tourists go to Dam Square in Amsterdam every day, a place known for its historic buildings, including the Royal Palace. Dutch practitioners put up banners, laid out posters, and told passersby the facts about Falun Gong in the square. After learning how practitioners are being tortured for their belief, many passersby signed petitions to support the lawsuits against Jiang and to end the suppression in China. Ireland. "You have done very well. Thank you. Please keep it up. I often go to China. I will tell people that Falun Gong is great when I go there again." These were some of the comments heard by Irish practitioners when they held activities in Dublin on July 11th. They marched, held a rally, demonstrated the exercises, and held an anti-torture reenactment. The march in particular drew the attention of many. Starting at the Garden of Remembrance, it continued down Dublin's main thoroughfare, through the Chinatown area, and ended at the General Post Office. Hundreds of people signed petitions calling for an end to the human rights violations in China. A man from Limerick commented, "I am surprised to hear this, especially the scale of the live organ harvesting. I would call it genocide." He was interested in learning the meditation and joined the group exercises later in the day. Kenneth, a Dublin resident, thanked the practitioners for such a clear message. "I have written about live organ harvesting on my blog, and I will write more about it." He said more people needed to be aware of it. He interviewed several practitioners for his blog. Sweden. It was drizzling when practitioners gathered in front of the Chinese embassy in Stockholm to call for an end to the persecution. Ms. Hao, a government official from Jilin province, said she was mistreated for her belief. "In the Chuanwu detention center in Beijing, the guards left me outside at night, with few clothes on, in the cold of winter. Her health quickly deteriorated. I lost 30 pounds and was emaciated by the time I was released," she said at the rally. Ms. Zhou, who has lived in Sweden for 26 years, said the Chinese communist suppression has extended outside of China. "Chinese spies followed me, threatened me, and swore at me. This has severely interfered with my life." As a result, at least 13 practitioners in Sweden have filed criminal complaints against Jiang for persecuting Falun Gong. By churning out incessant hate propaganda, Jiang has turned a large number of people against Falun Gong and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He must be held responsible for that. Posters were displayed at the public square in central Stockholm. Impressed by the music and gentle movements, many pedestrians signed petitions to support practitioners. One Chinese tourist read each poster carefully and took a copy of each publication. He also agreed to quit the CCP organizations. After hearing about the persecution and lawsuits against Jiang, a supermarket owner agreed to quit the CCP's Youth League, which he had joined when he was young. "I like Falun Gong and I will read more about this," he said.
Iranian girl, I have found the meaning of life. In 2011, when I was almost 18, I read the book Juan Falun and decided to cultivate Falun Gong. It was the best birthday gift ever, Ghazal, an Iranian girl, said to the Mingwei correspondent. Ghazal lives in Dubai with her parents and sister. In 2007, her father obtained a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, and started his journey of cultivating Falun Gong. Ghazal said, "Perhaps a lot of outsiders thought that Iranians lived in a closed society, but actually, many Iranians are open to practices like Falun Gong, which improves one's mind and body. Many people in Iran believe that the teaching of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, is great." She told the Mingwei correspondent about the great changes she experienced after she started practicing Falun Gong. "I've become less greedy and more considerate for others," she said. "I've found the meaning of life. I often had fights with my sister. Now she sometimes asks me how come I don't fight with her anymore." Many peers of mine in college smoke, drink, and get crazy at parties. People can tell that I am different. I keep away from cigarettes and alcohol, and I obey moral principles. When people ask for the reason, I tell them that I cultivate Falun Dafa. Ghazal came to New York in May 2015 for a Falun Gong cultivation experience sharing conference where she heard about the project Ride to Freedom. A group of young Falun Gong practitioners ranging in ages from 13 to 25 planned to ride bicycles from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. to raise public awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in China and call for help in rescuing the Chinese orphans whose parents have been tortured to death during the persecution. Ghazal decided to join the riders. Last week, she and 20-some fellow practitioners from multiple countries finished the 3,000-mile journey in 45 days. What touched me the most during the ride was the support we got from the American Society, Ghazal said. "I remember that an assistant to the mayor of an American town cried after we told her about the persecution. It was also a great chance for me to cultivate," she said. Ghazal is not athletic, nor had she any training in bicycling, but she and her fellow riders encouraged each other and persisted despite the storms and hot weather. "We rode during the daytime and camped outside at night. If it wasn't for the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which encourages us to be selfless and considerate of others, it would be really difficult for 20-some youths from different cultural backgrounds to finish the Ride to Freedom." When asked about her future plans, 21-year-old Ghazal said that her dream was to make a documentary to tell people what Falun Gong really is. Filmmaking is her major in college.
Rally in Israel. We do not want to turn a blind eye or keep silent. In fact, a Holocaust is going on in China and people are aware of it, said journalist Billy Bezerglick, daughter of Holocaust survivors. "It has been going on for many years now and nothing is changing. Those who keep silent end up being accomplices. I cannot imagine how the perpetrators can sleep at night. Have you forgotten what you did yesterday in the torture cellar? Have you forgotten who you have beaten, who you killed yesterday?" she asked, looking at the Chinese embassy. Ms. Bezerglick was one of more than 100 people who gathered to rally on July 20, 2015, in front of the Chinese embassy in Tel Aviv, Israel, to mark the 16th year of the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Banners called to end the persecution in China and support the recent wave of legal complaints against Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, who initiated the persecution in 1999. In 2 months, the number of these complaints has exceeded 100,000. Horrifying testimonies about organ harvesting from living practitioners were read aloud and attracted passersby and people from nearby shops. They heard how practitioners have been butchered alive and sent to a crematorium while still warm and sometimes still breathing. Resisting the persecution. A representative from the Israeli Falun Dafa Association spoke about how, before the persecution, one could hear Falun Dafa music in every park in China, and how the practices, principles, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance gave hope to the Chinese people. However, the head of the communist regime at the time was so fearful of such popularity that he launched an unprecedented suppression campaign. Wielding the power of the state, including the police force, the army, and the media, he gave an order to eliminate Falun Gong, destroy the practitioners physically, ruin their reputations, and bankrupt them. And he set a time limit, 3 months, to make it happen. Yet something happened that no one expected. That well-oiled murdering machine known as the Chinese Communist Party, which had accumulated so much experience over the years, could not do it. Months and years went by, and today we mark 16 years, he said. So how did Falun Gong practitioners manage to resist the ruthless murdering machine, he asked. The secret is simple. Those same three principles, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, those people who seemed so easily taken advantage of, those good and kind-hearted people, succeeded where no one before had, and they paid a heavy price for it. He concluded his speech with the same idea. We are here because we do not want to turn a blind eye, nor do we want to keep silent. We want to take responsibility for our future and the future of our children. We cannot accept that in our world people are killed just for trying to be good people. The CCP acts not only in China but also outside its borders, including here in Israel, he added. Only the methods are different. The CCP brings money, offers cooperation, and asks for just one tiny thing, that we keep our eyes closed and be silent.
Over 103,000 people file complaints against Jiang Zemin. Over 103,000 people have filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, between the end of May and July 23, 2015. They urge the Supreme People's Procuratorate and the Supreme People's Court to bring Jiang to justice for his abuses of power in orchestrating the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The complaints charge Jiang with unlawful imprisonment, depriving citizens of their constitutional right to freedom of belief, abuse of power, and many other crimes. Jiang initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999, and created the 610 office, giving it the power to override the police and judicial system to carry out his directive. Over the past 16 years, more than 3,800 Falun Gong practitioners have been confirmed tortured to death. The actual toll is likely higher because such information is tightly censored in China. Among the 103,000 plaintiffs, over 1,000 are Falun Gong practitioners who left China to avoid the persecution and are currently living in 24 different countries. People using real names to file complaints. Falun Gong practitioners and their family members describe how they have benefited from practicing Falun Gong and how they have suffered as a result of the brutal persecution. They use their real names despite the ongoing persecution in China. The plaintiffs include governmental officials, managers, technical personnel, doctors, lawyers, professors, laborers, farmers, and business owners. Among the over 103,000 complaints, many were detained in detention centers or brainwashing centers, had multiple family members persecuted, suffered economic losses due to extortion, loss of employment, or having their salaries or pensions reduced or suspended, or had family members who lost their jobs, were expelled from school, had mental collapses, or passed away as a result of the persecution. Voices of support for lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Representative Ted Poe, Republican from Texas, said that the right to believe and practice one's faith is a basic human right and that there is nothing more important. He commented on protesters' signs regarding bringing Jiang Zemin to justice. From what I know about Jiang, he needs to be in jail, not Falun Gong. Representative Poe served as a judge before he was elected to Congress. Ontario MPP Jack McLaren addressed a rally in front of the Chinese embassy in Ottawa, Canada, on July 15, 2015. He said, "Practitioners have been imprisoned and tortured and suffered death, even organ harvesting, a heinous crime. It is the most outrageous of human rights abuses that we can find anywhere in the world." More than 2,000 practitioners marched in Taiwan on July 18, 2015, to support the wave of lawsuits in China, attracting attention from many residents and tourists. About 700 Falun Gong practitioners held a march in Hong Kong on July 18, 2015, to protest the persecution and support the lawsuits being filed against Jiang. Several Hong Kong lawmakers expressed their support for the lawsuits. Australian media outlets have begun paying more attention to the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The AAP report on complaints against Jiang filed by Falun Gong practitioners in Australia was quickly reprinted by many media outlets, including The Australian, The Daily Telegraph, The Daily Mercury, Gold Coast Gazette, Cairns Post, Herald Sun, Geelong Advertiser, The Advertiser, and the Sunday Times newspapers, as well as TV networks, the Nine Network and the Seven Network. The majority of the outlets call the report breaking news. It was also listed under most read news of the day on an Australian news network.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.